分享他们怎么样回应神的呼召。
Like many of you, they came here to America as students.
很像我们当中有些人，他们来到美国是一开始是来念书的。
But now they feel a deep call into full-time ministry.
但现在他们被神呼召要全时间出来服侍神。
Jin Ying hopes to serve the Lord by helping people by through counseling.
金英希望透过这个辅导心理辅导的方式来服侍。
Serving the Lord by helping take care, helping minister to those with mental issues.
就是说，有些人他们有一些精神上的疾病或心理上的疾病，那么他就希望透过服侍这些人来服侍神。
And Lee Chung will lead in the area of campus ministry.
那李晨呢，是希望是在学生的事工上面服侍神。
I want you to listen to them very carefully.
我希望大家可以好好来听他们的分享。
Because they're people just like us.
因为他们就跟我们每个人是一样的。
A little more like you than me, but just like us.
就是可能比较像你，也不是像我，但是还是都是一样的。
But listen to how they go from ordinary people to this deeper, this higher calling of serving the Lord.
但是我希望我们可以去听见他们是怎么样从一个普通的基督徒去听见神的呼召，去回应这个更高的呼召。
Jin Ying.
Hello, 我叫金英，金色的金英雄的英。
My name is 金英。
而且感谢神，今天早上没找到，就是把车停哪里，然后正好遇到咱们教会的一个姐妹。
So, I want to give thanks to God because this morning I had trouble finding parking spaces, and I ran into someone who comes to our church.
对，她把我带到了那边的停车场。
So she brought me to the South Eugene parking lot.
好，这里面就是非常简单的自我介绍。
I want to introduce myself a little bit.
我是朝鲜族的一个女孩。
I'm from the 朝鲜tribe.
是少数民族。
Korea tribe? Really? Okay, I don't think so. Okay, go ahead.
然后我是八岁的时候就跟妈妈一起去教会。
And I started going to church when I was 8 with my mom.
是，然后当时主要是因为赞美诗去了教会。
And I like the music. That's what drew me to church in the beginning.
对，然后在我20岁要来大连，去大连读书的时候受了洗。
And I was baptized at age 20 before I left for college in 大连。
对，然后念了4年大学之后，又神很奇妙的把我带到了美国，来这边读研究生。
After 4 years of college, God brought me to America for further graduate studies.
但是呢，3年研究生拿了 Master Engineering 之后，神又让我去读了神学院。
And after 3 years of graduate school engineering, I got my master's degree, and now God has put me in a seminary.
其实说来话长啊。
And it's actually a very long story.
我可以很简短的来讲。
I just want to share with you the gist of it.
然后这个 slide 就是 blank, 大家不要意外。
Oh, this slide is intentionally left blank.
希望大家可以注意我们两个。
Oh, so you can put more attention on the speaker.
其实在大三的时候，就是在国内，神已经呼召我来读神学院。
Actually, when I was in the third year college in China, God has already called me to full-time ministry.
但是按照我自己的心愿，那肯定不是读神学院，还是想很做一个普通的基督徒。
But at that time, I didn't want to respond to that call. I just want to be a normal Christian.
就是星期天去教会，偶尔有些服侍，然后让一些朋友信主，我觉得已经非常够了。
So I was thinking, I just want to go to church on Sunday, maybe lead some people to Christ, and occasionally serve Him. That will be enough.
哎，神就是知道我的软弱，他让我很成功的出国了。
And God knows my weakness, and He brought me to America.
但是那一颗种子，让我去读神学院的那一颗种子，他就已经。住在我的里面了。
But that seed of God urging me to go to the seminary has been planted in my heart.
在我就是研究生在美国这边快毕业的时候。
Right before I finished my graduate study in engineering.
在我在想继续找工作还是回国的时候，神的话语又一次来到了我的生命当中。
And I was contemplating whether or not I should find a job or go back to China. And at that point, God's word came to me again.
神用彼得的故事来告诉我一件事情。
God spoke to me through the story of Peter.
主耶稣曾三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
The Lord Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
彼得三次都回答说，主啊，我爱你啊。
And Peter answered three times, yes, you know I do.
然后大家应该很清楚主耶稣回了他一句什么。
And then I'm sure you know what was Jesus' reply.
如果你爱我的话，你去牧养我的羊。
If you love me, shepherd my sheep, pastor my sheep.
我说主啊，我怎么牧养你的羊呢？
And I said, Lord, how can I shepherd your sheep?
而且我还是个女生，我不想站在讲台上面讲。
And I'm a woman, I don't want to preach.
真的不想，我喜欢在背后做一些事情，我不喜欢站在上面。
I don't like the spotlight. I like to do things in the background.
但神跟我说，其实你去牧养我的羊，不一定要站在台上啊。
And God tells me, who says you have to stand on stage if you want to shepherd my sheep?
我送你去神学院，不是说要让你站在讲台上来牧养我的羊。
Going to seminary does not necessarily mean that you have to preach on stage.
而是在你的生活当中、生命当中，用你的爱去来牧养我的羊。
But you can shepherd your sheep, my sheep, through love and action and just everyday deed.
对，所以当时我在申请神学院的时候，我看到了 counseling 这个 program.
So when I was applying for seminary, I saw this major in counseling.
因为确实我们身边当中有太多太多破碎的心灵。
And I know that around us there are so many broken spirits.
真的是我们在为我们的学业、为我们的家庭、为我们的事业拼搏的时候，我们的心灵放在哪里了？
When we are fighting hard and just pressing on to achieve our goal in career or in school or in the family, but what are we doing for our spirit?
我们一直都没有时间去正视我们的心。
And we don't have time to look at and stare at our spirit in the eye.
是的，当我们因为我们不敢，当我们去面对我们的心的时候，我们觉得哇，这人生实在是太糟糕了。
It's too frightening to do so. When you do that, you will find out your life is in pieces.
所以，当我们有勇气去面对我们的心的时候，其实我们真的是离神很近。
So when we have the courage to face our own heart, we'll find that we're very close to God.
因为神就是灵，他就在那里等着我们。
Because God is the Spirit, and He's in your heart and waiting for you.
他愿意来医治我们。
He's willing to heal you.
让我们感受到我们在这个世界上真的不是孤单的。
And we can feel that we are not alone in this world.
我们去学习，我们去工作，我们去养家，也不是没有意义的。
And our endeavors, our efforts in school and in career is not meaningless.
所以呢，我就是因着神这样的一个感动在我心里面，我说我愿意摆上。
So because of thiswhat God spoke to me, I am willing to offer up myself.
因为神真的不在意我们到底怎么样去服侍他，他真的是在意我们那一颗心。
Because God does not care how exactly we serve Him, but our heart.
是的，然后神也每天会给我们非常喜乐的一个状态。
And also God will give us joy in our everyday life.
对，因为人活着时间真的很短，强壮可到八十，那现在我们大家可以活到一百多岁。
Because human life is very short, you know, when you are strong, maybe you go up to 80. Maybe now we can, because of the advance in medicine, we go up to 100.
是的，但是跟神永恒的国度相比的话，实在是太渺小，太渺小。
But compared to the eternal kingdom of God, that is such a short time.
所以我觉得我们有一点点的时间来愿意为神摆上的时候。真的是何等的美好。
So when we are willing to use our limited time to serve God, it's a very precious thing.
好，我们下面讲一下我主要学了什么。
And I want to share with you what I'm learning in the seminary.
因为我学的是心理咨询，然后一共有68学分必修课。
So I'm in psychological counseling, and there are 68 credits, and there are
68.
Oh, okay. So 68 credits altogether.
然后一般是三年到四年的 program 是 full time 的。
And usually people will take 3 to 4 years to complete the program.
我现在还有剩一年的时间，对，课已经修的差不多了。
I have one more year to go.
还剩14学分，就是要用三个学期把它念完。
I have 14 credits left and I will use 3 terms.
所以在明年年底的时候，我就理论上会从神学院毕业。
So by same time next year, the end of next year, I will graduate from seminary.
这两三年来，两年来真的是经历神非常大的恩典，才能够去来读心理咨询。
And I've experienced God's grace and power in the past 2 to 3 years.
就像我题目所讲的，生命的翻转，我真的是改变非常的大。
And just like my topic, my title says, it's a turnaround of life. A great change happened to me.
而且对神的信心是越来越强烈。
And my faith in God is becoming greater and greater.
然后读书的时候还需要有个实习。我第一个实习是在 Salem 一个中心来服务小朋友以及他们家人。
And this is my internship. This is my first internship is in Salem, where I counsel kids and their family.
然后现在是第二个实习，是在 Dallas， 是离 Salem 旁边一个小城市，在做，也是做 counselor。
And my second internship is in Dallas, a small city right next to Salem. I'm also working as a counselor.
这个是办公室。
This is my office.
然后神很奇妙，他先把youth 跟 family 带到我的 counseling 的一个事业里面。
And God allowed me to see the needs of youth and their families.
但是神放在我心里面那颗种子是关于这个 family 跟 couple 以及 marriage.
But actually, the most pressing thing on my heart is to serve the marriage counseling and like couple counseling.
对，但是神也是真的是一直在让我一点一点去经历他。
But God is giving me different experiences to know Him every step of the way.
然后这大概是学费，就是这两年来数算我们神的恩典啊。
So I want to count the blessing, and I want to share with you, the tuition.
就是没有完全想到说教会啊，还有弟兄姐妹的支持能达到那么多。
So I was very surprised that my church was supporting me in a great amount.
是，然后也非常感谢我的父母那么的支持我。
And my parents,
独生子。
My parents also supported me. I'm an only child.
对，然后真的是，我觉得当你为神摆上的时候，金钱啊，一切都不是问题。
When you want to serve God, none of these money will be any issue.
神一定会帮你预备好一切，真的是要相信他。
He will prepare everything that you need. You need to trust him.
好，然后这个就是因为我是从 Corvallis 教会成长了五年。
So I spent my 5 years as a student in the Corvallis Church.
然后今年刚刚搬到了 Salem， 因为我的实习跟学校的缘故。
And this year I just moved to Salem because of the internship.
就像这里面打出来的，感觉好像一周都很忙。
So this is my schedule in the week. It's very busy.
周一去上课，周三、周四上班，然后周五去 Portland 教会服侍，儿童施工，然后周天是在 Salem 教会服侍。
So Monday I go to Portland for class, and Wednesday and Thursday I go to Dallas for my internship. Every Tuesday and Friday I see my advisor or training, and every Friday I go to the Salem Chinese Church to serve their children's program.
Yeah, 所以很多人问我，你这么忙不累吗？
So somebody will ask me, you're so busy, aren't you tired?
我说真的很忙，但是我觉得很充实，然后神一直和我在一起，我觉得非常喜乐。
I said, yes, I'm very busy, but I feel very rewarding and enriched, and God has given me a joyous heart.
是的，所以我觉得当你为神摆上的时候，那个时间呀、啊、过得非常的充实，非常的快，你不会有时间去思考说啊，今天真的很糟糕。
So when you are serving God, you feel like time is passing very fast. You won't have time to stop and think, oh, what a lousy day I'm having.
所以在神的事工里面忙起来真的是一件好的事情。
So I think it's good to be busy in serving God.
好，然后这是分享两节经文，是神一直在我在低谷的时候，神也会用话语来安慰我。
And whenever I am in downcast or in some sort of
在哥林多
low valley in my life, God will comfort me with His words.
在哥林多前书二章九节，然而正如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛没有见过，耳朵没有听过，人心也没有想过的。
In 1 Corinthians 2:9 it says, but as it is written, things which eye saw not, and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him.
神真是一直在给我希望，因为确实人嘛，总是会有软弱的时候。
And of course, we have to face the reality that people can go weak sometimes, and God keeps giving me hope.
对，但是神的话语真的是信实的，真的是一句不会落空。
But God's word is faithful, and it will not go unanswered.
神也告诉我说，不要惧怕，也不要惊恐，因为你 无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And God also told me, remember that I've commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go.
好，我的分享简单到这里。
And this is my sharing. Thank you.
那我们欢迎李成来继续做见证分享。
弟兄姊妹大家好
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
对，很高兴又来到这个尤金教会。
I'm very happy to be here.
我还记得五年前我刚信主的时候。
I remember 5 years ago when I became a Christian.
然后我们就整个，当时尤金教会有一个活动。
There was a program here in the Eugene Church.
然后就是康来昌牧师来分享。
Pastor 康来昌 from China was sharing here.
然后我们就整个克瓦利斯教会的年轻的弟兄姊妹都过来这边。
And a lot of the students from the Corvallis Chinese Church came here.
然后，我们就坐在这个地方。
And I was sitting right here.
然后，时光荏苒啊，
时光荏苒。
Time flies.
Oh, time flies.
对
，Thank you.
时间过得很快，然后五年间转眼就过去了。
And 5 years went past by in the blink of an eye.
然后五年之后，我就从坐在下面。
And 5 years ago, I was sitting down there.
然后现在变成要站在上面。
Five years after, I'm standing here.
然后跟大家分享。
And I want to share with you
我的心路历程。
What I have gone through.
然后，那我今天的题目叫做在神认识神在你生命中的计划。
And my topic that I want to share with you is to know the plan that God has prepared for you in your life.
那我这里列了一句希腊文的话，叫做认识你自己。
And this phrase in Greek is to know yourself.
然后对，然后很多人会说，为什么列这一句话
？And somebody will say, maybe why are you speaking in Greek？
对，然后我想问大家啊，就是我们总好像我们基督徒总说，就说我们要克己，我们要克己，我们要克己。
So Christians will always say that we want to deny ourselves。
那大家觉得要不要认识我们自己
？But don't you have to know yourself？
那孙子兵法说什么？说知己知彼。百战百胜啊，然后
so,
那但我看我很多时候看就是这个认识自己的过程就是一个跟自己属灵征战的过程，跟自己的老我属灵征战的过程。
So Chinese ancient military saying says you have to know your enemy before you want to fight a good war. So I feel like right now a journey to know yourself is kind of like a spiritual battle.
对，然后当己跟彼都是你自己的时候
andYourself and the other party is both you.
那你当然要认识你自己。
So you have to know yourself. It's knowing your enemy. Your enemy is you.
然后我先放这个问题，我先放一个问题在这里，我先放一个问题在这里，就是那大家想，就说那我们为什么要认识我们自己
？So the first question I want to ask is why do we have to know yourself, know ourselves?
然后呢，最后我们看一看我们能不能有一个答案，或者说我把我的答案分享给大家。
And maybe we can think through this answer together, and I also want to share with you my answer.
然后认识我们自己。那我觉得我们人每个人来到这个世界上的时候
，When we come into this world,
然后我们都是一个可能相对来讲比较懵懂的一个状态。
We know not what we're doing.
然后当我们慢慢长大，
when、
我们发现我们自己，我们有自己的长处，我们有自己的短处。
When we grow up, we will know that we have our strengths and our weaknesses.
我们可以选择说我们继续就是继续朝着我们自己原来对自己的认知这个方向往下走。
And we can of course journey on and walk towards ahead based on what we know about ourselves.
所以大家不知道看不看到这个图片，我觉得这个图片很像以前的我。
So this, this expression actually represents the me before I know God.
站在那里就是，我觉得我还可以啊，我觉得我还不错啊。
Very proud, thinking that I'm very good person.
对，我妈、我爸、我妈以前经常讲我、啊，就是说每次回来，她说你为什么没有拿100分？
Every time I after a test I go home, my parents will say, how come you didn't get 100%?
然后那个我就总是跟他们说，我那个朋友不及格。
And I will always tell them, hey, my friend didn't even pass.
然后我爸我妈就说你们不可以总是比上不足比下有余哈。
And of course they will say you should not compare to those that are worse, you should compare to those that are better than you.
然后那我觉得还有一种方式，那我们就是要透过主耶稣来认识我们自己。
And the other way is to know yourself through Christ.
因为我觉得我们在这个世界上，特别是我们现在接收讯息的这个速度如此之快。
Because right now in this world we accept information in such a lightning speed.
然后我们很多时候，我们对自己的认知已经被这个世界上很多价值观所笼罩。
And the way we know ourselves has already been shrouded or contaminated by the information that this world is feeding us.
与其说是我们认识我们自己，不如说是我们在朝着我们想要前进的方式去前进，就是我们找一个我们想要自己的生活的方式。
So instead of truly knowing ourselves, we're kind of like walking towards.This end of life through towards what we want to do, realizing our own goals.
那我觉得感谢主，因为有神的光才能照出我们自己的本相。
So I want to thank God because it is only because of His light shine upon our true self that we can know ourselves.
那因为要介绍这个认识自己的过程，所以我今天我打算跟大家分享一下我这个生命走到现在的历程。
So I want to share with you what I have been through up until this point of my life.
哦，最近我新学到了一个词叫做 vulnerability， 对吧
？So this is a new term for me, vulnerability.
对，就是我现在我站在这里，就是我要 being vulnerable.
Right now I'm standing here and sharing with you. I'm being vulnerable.
对，那我就把我的故事告诉大家。
I want to share with you my story.
那我们知道。我们这个是一个时间轴哈，我们看这个是一个时间轴。
Oh, this is a timeline.
对，然后呢，那1983年，我出生在广东韶关。
I was born in 1983 in Canton, 韶关。
对，韶关是一个很有意思的城市啊。
It's a very interesting city.
对，就是没什么发展，不过我还是我的家乡，我还是很爱它。
There's not much to it, but it's my home and I love it.
然后呢，2002年我到广州上大学。
In 2002, I went to Guangzhou for college.
然后我在华南农业大学，这个字可能看得不是很清楚，但是生命科学学院。
I was in the agricultural college.
对，其实真的是 agriculture. 然后呢，2007年我到路易斯安那，美国路易斯安那，读 master.
And I went to Louisiana for my master's degree in 2007.
然后在一个大家都没有听过的大学。
In a university that none of you have heard.
但有听过吗？听过的举一下手。
Magnesi.
Magnesi. Oh wow. 对，这是第二个弟兄说听过，说听过 Magnesi.
So, this is the second ever person that has heard of this university.
然后呢，在2010年，那我到 Oregon.
In 2010, I went to OSU.
对，然后我读 PhD.
For my doctoral degree.
然后呢，2011年的时候，有一件。很在我生命中影响很大的事情发生了，那就是我父亲去世了。
In 2011, my father passed away.
那我觉得这件事情其实对我影响很大，因为在我心目中，我爸永远是一个很刚强、很那个、很健壮、很坚毅的一个形象。那他也教会了我很多。
And this actually affected me greatly because my father has always been very, from my perspective, very tough and very determined and very wise. He taught me a lot of things.
然后在那段时间里面，那这个就是我跟我爸。
长得像潘牧师。
然后呢，但是我在那段时间里，我心里面的那个状态就是，他去世之后，我心里面的状态就是，我也不知道我要干什么。
After he passed away, I was so confused. I didn't know what else I should do.
那我人生的意义好像也在那一瞬间停止了，就是我不知道我为什么要做这些事情，为什么要读 PhD.
And the meaning of my life has suddenly come to an end. I don't even know why I'm in PhD program.
然后 2012年的时候，一次很偶然的机会。
And in 2012, by chance occurrence.
然后2012年是很有偶然机会，我参加了朋友教会的一个活动。
I went to church with my friend.
那可能是我第一次认真的参加教会的活动。
That was the first time that I actually went to a church activity.
我就听见弟兄，一位弟兄在上面讲他的见证。
And I heard a brother sharing his testimony.
我就坐在下面，跟所有人大家都是一样的。
And I was sitting down there.
然后那弟兄就说，其实他讲的那个故事完全不记得。
Actually, I do not remember most of what he said.
但是我记得他里面讲，就是说神跟他讲，说他很骄傲。
But I do remember he shared this. He said God says he's a very proud person.
然后当时我就感觉到神跟我讲，说我就是很骄傲。
And then I feel God was speaking, saying the same thing to me. You are a very proud person.
对，我骄傲到我不知道自己有问题，我需要帮助。
I'm so proud to a point that I don't even know that I have problems. I need help.
然后那次活动回来之后，
and after that sharing,
我朋友就跟我说，他说你去 Corvallis 教会找那个尼牧师聊一下吧。
My friend says, why don't you go to the Corvallis Church and talk to Pastor Frank?
然后大家如果大家有见过我们尼牧师的话，大家就知道我们尼牧师套路很深的。
If you know Pastor Frank and have spoken with him, you will know that he's, He's very, God.
我也不知道怎么翻。Season, yes.
He's very seasoned.
然后牧师一看到我，牧师马上就说：“我觉得你已经信主了。
”When he sees me, he says, "I think you already believe in Jesus."
So you already accept the Lord.
He said, "You already accepted the Lord."
然后他说：“你要不要跟我做一个决志祷告
？”Do you want to pray with me?
然后当时我就做了决志祷告。
So I prayed with him.
然后一二年的那个感恩节，那我就受洗了。
And then I was baptized in the same year on Thanksgiving.
然后一三年是很偶然的机会啊。
And then 2013.
然后我有一天在做晨更的时候。
I was having my morning devotion.
然后其实这个也对我来讲也是一个新习惯，就是我之前从来没有做过。
And it's also a new habit for me. I never had this habit before.
然后那我那天做晨更的时候，我就忽然间听到有人跟我讲。
That morning when I was reading the Bible, I heard this voice.
他说 ，Come follow me.
He says, "Come follow me."
这是英文的，就用英文讲，吓我一跳。
I heard this in English, so I was very surprised.
英文的，然后我就说，诶，这句话好像在哪里听过。
And I feel like, hey, I have heard of that sentence somewhere.
然后我回头翻就翻圣经一翻翻，哦，这是主耶稣跟彼得讲的话，在主耶稣在招彼得做门徒的时候，主耶稣跟彼得讲的话。
So I looked through the gospel and I found that that was what Jesus said to Peter when he called him to be one of his disciples.
然后那大家可能会想说，那一三年你就听见呼召了，那为什么那一三年到现在有多少年？有四年了，那四年你在干什么？
So maybe some people will ask that you were called in 2013. How come you are still in, not in seminary now?
那我等一下再告诉大家。
I will tell you later.
那2016年
2016.
秋季的时候。
In the fall term.
那我最终决定要去读这个神学院。
I have decided that I'm going to start my seminary studies.
这其中也有一段很神奇的故事，我等一下也要跟大家分享。
And also, there's another miraculous stories that I want to share with you.
然后2017年
In 2017,
我博士毕业。
I finished my doctoral degree.
然后在同年。
In the same year.
然后我在 OSU 的那个海洋系工作。
I started working for the Oceanic Science Department in OSU.
那我觉得这整个一个过程下来，其实因为主呼召我的时候，主呼召就跟我讲说你是一个很骄傲的人。那其实给我看到一点就是，我需要寻求谦卑。
When God called me, He told me that I'm very proud, so I know I have to seek to be humble.
那我们怎么？那我当时我有个问题，我就不停的反复在问自己：那我怎么才能在我的生活中寻求这个谦卑呢
？I kept on asking myself repeatedly this question: How can I seek to be humble in my life?
好像谦卑，你也不是说这有个地标，然后你跑到那边你说你谦卑。
It's not like there's a goal or a map that tells you, oh, you just go to this place and then you will be humble.
那我觉得这其中，从我们这就是 我很喜欢这幅图，这张 This is me under construction.
So this actually means I'm still work in progress. This is me under construction.
对，我希望也把这个分享给大家。就是我们其实我们每一个人，不是说你信主那一刹那，那所有问题都解决了。
So we know that it's not that all our problems will be solved when we become a believer of Jesus.
那我们也要在主里面，我们也要慢慢的去学习谦卑，我们要去学习很多的事情。
We want to learn to be humble. We have to learn many things as a Christian.
要其中过程，其实我也不知道。
So there is a process, but I don't even know what that is.
我也不知道。那大家可能会问，那你也不知道你分享什么。
So you might say, if you don't know, then what are you sharing?
但我知道有一件事情。
But I know one thing.
这就是向着标杆直跑，这是谁讲的？
That we are running towards the goal. Who said that?
保罗讲的。
Paul said that.
好，那现在我们看到这个图，这个图是一个叫什么？无限的一个意思啊。
So this is an infinity sign.
对，那我觉得神就是无限的。
And God is infinite.
对，神就是无限的。那我们怎么样向着无限标杆直跑？怎么
？So if He is infinite, then the goal is also infinitely out there. How can we run towards it?
那大家知道我是个理科生啊，理工科的，理工科的。
So I'm in science.
然后我很喜欢把很多事情，就是有点模型化也好，量化也好。
So a lot of things I like to interpret it through a module or a 量化词
quantify. 对，然后呢，我就画了这么一个图，我跟大家分享一下，看大家阿门不阿门。
So I draw this painting.
好，那我们把，我们知道神是无限，那我们把其中一部分哈，一部分放大看，我们把其中一部分放大看，就是红框那里。
So this is God and He is infinite. So we'll just take one small part of it and magnify it to see what's inside.
好，那就是这样的。
This is what's in the red circle. 正方形怎么讲我都忘了。Rectangle.
然后那这一条就是我们刚才看的我们人生的一条线段。
So this is the timeline of our life.
那假设这个是我们信主的起点，我们遇见神的起点。
So, this red line represents the point we know God.
那这一段表示着我们可以认识神的时间，因为到线段末就是我们生命的结束。
And this everything after that red line means the time we have to know God.
那假设这一段是我们可以认识神的那一部分，因为神是无限的嘛，那我们每个人透过我们人生中这么一长段，我们只能认识那一点。
So this red line represents the part that we can actually know God, because God is infinite, we can never know all of Him, but this may be representing just the part of that we can know Him.
那我想跟大家弟兄姊妹分享，就是我们不要只停在这个地方。
哪一个地方？
起点这个地方。
Oh, okay. So do not stop stop at the point where you know Jesus. We want to keep on going. How do you keep on going?
好像听到了什么，但是我个人答案就是怎么在主里面，就是我们要在主的肢体里面，我们要坚持聚会。
One of the ways of being in the Lord is that we want to be in the Christian community.
我们要坚持在有一个健康的聚会生活，以一个肢体的形式去认识神。
We need to come as a part of the body of Christ to know God.
那我再简单的介绍一下我毕业跟我工作的情况。
And I want to introduce with you my career right now.
因为这个也是我觉得是一个见证，真的是太神奇了。
Because this is also a great testimony of what God did.
然后我博士的论文是做污水的。The wastewater.
My dissertation, the topic of my dissertation, doctoral dissertation is on sewage. Oh, 你说什么？
Wastewater.
Oh, wastewater.
对。然后呢？那现在是我，这个是现在我做的东西。
So this is my job right now.
大家认不认得这个灯塔？
Do you know where that lighthouse is?
这个是那个 Ukraine ahead, 所以 Ukraine ahead 的那个 Ukraine 灯塔。
It's the Ukraine lighthouse.
然后呢？那我现在做的研究呢，就跟Ukraine 那边的柴底沉积物 sediment 有关系。
So my research is right now doing on the ocean sediment in that place.
然后我在这些沉积物里面找一种细菌，这个细菌长这样。
I'm looking for a particular type of germ.
in bacteria.
Oh, bacteria in the sediment.
对，然后做这个工作的时候，总是让我感觉到神的造物就是很神奇。
And whenever I'm in the lab, I always feel like God's creation is so wonderful.
对，那大家就说这你怎么从弄污水的一下跳到去做海洋呢？
So what's, you might ask, what is the relationship between wastewater and ocean?
然后，那大家还记得我刚刚画的那条线段吗
？You remember the timeline?
然后在2016年的时候，我决定念神学院之前，发生了这么一件事情。
Before I went to seminary in 2016, this happened.
那我们尼牧师套路很深的尼牧师。
So our Pastor Frank.
Very seasoned Pastor Frank.然后就跟我们讲，就跟我讲，就说，他说李成，我觉得神跟我讲说，你要留在 Coas 两年，再留两年。
And Pastor Frank said, 李成 God told me that you should stay in Corvallis for two more years.
我说不行不行，我要毕业。
And I said, no way, I have to graduate.
然后牧师就说，那你问一下你老师愿不愿意留你当 postdoc 博士后。
And he said, why don't you ask your teacher if you can study or help him as a postdoc?
然后我不行不行，我不喜欢我这个老师。
And I said, I don't like my teacher.
我不行，我不行，我不喜欢老师。我说我老师也不喜欢我。
And my teacher didn't like me.
所以他肯定不会再留我。
So there's no way he will have me stay as postdoc.
然后我说，哎，没事，你祷告一下吧，你祷告一下吧。
And Pastor Frank just says, you just pray.
对，好，那我祷告，祷告，祷告。然后九月份的时候，我决定要去念神学院。
So I kept on praying, and then in September, I decided to start seminary.
2016年的十一月。
In November 2016.
我当时有一件很紧急的事情。
I had an emergency.
然后我很想留在 Oregon.
I wanted to stay in Oregon.
啊，这个是什么我就不跟大家讲了。
I won't tell you what it is.
但是我非常非常想留在 Oregon.
But I really want to stay in Oregon.
那我就到处发邮件。
So I sent out a lot of emails.
给不同各种各样不同的老师。
To a lot of different teachers.
然后很多老师给我的回应都是，哦，不好意思，没有钱。
And a lot of them tell me that we don't have the funding.
对，我不好意思，没有钱，我们不招 postdoc。
We don't have funding for postdoc.
然后只有一个老师回我。
Only one professor got back to me.
然后他说，如果你有 idea， 如果你有这个想法，我们可不可以一起写一份 proposal？ 我们可不可以一起写一份企划书？我们去拿一份钱
？And he said, if you have any idea, we can write a proposal together to apply for a grant.
然后当时这个对我来讲就像是最后一根稻草，我当时一定要抓住它。
And I feel like this is my last straw. I have to hold on to it.
然后我抓住他，然后我就回信给老师，我说：“老师，我们要写。”
So I tell the teacher, yes, let's work on the proposal together.
然后我们十一月我们就写好了初稿。
So we finished the first draft by November.
然后我们一月份我们就交上去了。
And by January we submitted.
2017年的一月份我们就交上去了。
By January this year, 2017.
然后三月份的时候我们就拿到了回音。
And in March we got the reply.
然后说你这个 proposal 已经通过了。
He says it has been passed.
然后那大家知道那 proposal 很多人写过 proposal 嘛，大家知道说 proposal 最后要你要写这个 project 的时间，就是你想用多长的时间来完成这个 project。
Usually at this kind of proposal at the end you have to have a plan of how long you will take in with this project。
然后我当时我写了21个月。
And I wrote 21 months。
然后21个月，然后我就说，因为这21个月是我估计我可以把这所有的实验做完的时间。
Because it's my estimation of how long it will take to finish this project.
但是因为你 proposal 通过了，和你拿到钱之间还有一段时间。
But there's also a time between the pass of your proposal and the time you actually get the fund.
然后我现在老师就给我一个 bridge fund.
So my professor offered me this bridge fund temporary.
大概多长的时间？
Do you know how long this bridge fund can sustain me for?
3个月。
3 months.
这三加二十一等于多少？
What's 3 plus 21?
刚好就是2年。
24 months, which is 2 years.
然后我回头我一想，我就说，啊，好吓人。
And then I think back, I was like, wow, it's amazing.
对，但是其实，那我想，我先跳过这个。跳过这个，然后我觉得其实对我来讲这件事情给我看到的就是，好，神在跟我讲说，当我害怕的时候。
So through this testimony, I feel God was telling me that when I'm afraid.
那我们知道主耶稣在马太福音的时候跟我们讲说，我们要干什么
？Jesus tells us in Matthew what to do.
我们要先求神的国、神的义。
We have to seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
然后同样的一节经文，金英刚才也用了，金英 就是约书亚记第一章第九节。我也很喜欢把这些白经文不停的复制粘贴给弟兄姊妹。
And Jean also used the same verse, Joshua 1:9.
因为我们很多时候我们在世界上我们被一种东西驱赶去干很多事情。
Sometimes we are driven to do all sorts of different things.
那就是我们的恐惧。
By our fears.
我们国际学生，我们因为恐惧不能留在美国。
So international students, maybe you have this fear of not being able to stay in America.
然后我们会做很多各种各样的事情。
And we will do all sorts of different things.
对，我也见过很多。
And I've also seen them.
我可能也做过一些。
I've done them.
但是我很喜欢一句这个很喜欢一句歌词，就是一首英文歌。
But there's a song, the lyrics I really like.
So, I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. 就是
我不再是一个恐惧的奴隶。
No longer a slave to fear.
我是因为我是神的孩子。
Because I am a child of God.
对。然后，所以其实我们回到今天我想分享这个主题，那其实我想讲的就是，那为什么我们要认识我们自己？
So go back to our question at the beginning. Why do we have to know ourselves?
其实就是为了要更好的服侍神。
It's because so that we can serve God better.
那是我们真正被造出来的意义。
That is the reason why we're created.
然后惧怕的时候，神会成为你的高台，你的保护所。
When we are afraid, God will be our refuge and our protection.
感谢主。
And all give thanks to God.
Thank you so much.
非常感谢你们二位。
Pastor Frank has, of course, encouraged you all to visit us. Us, them here.
Oh, okay. Pastor Frank 就是尼牧师哈，就是有鼓励他们来到我们教会。
And that was for our benefit as well as yours.
那真的是你们来到教会，不只是你对你们有好处，对我们都是有很大的好处。
I'm going to read a passage from Third John.
现在我要从约翰三书来给你们读一段经文。
Dear friend, you were faithful in what you were doing for the brothers.Even though they are strangers to you, they have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men that we may work together for the truth.
So verse 5?
5:3.
亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的都是忠心的，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神帮助他们往前行，这就好了，因为他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
One of the reasons we have agreed that Lee Chung andYingjing should be here today is that we would support them.
那么其中一个我们希望李晨跟金英来这边跟我们分享原因是因为我们想要支持他们。
We want to work together to partner with what God is doing in and through them.
因为我们想要跟他们一起来同工来服侍神。
These are two individuals who have set aside lucrative careers.
那么这两位呢是为了神放弃他们可以就是赚很多钱的事业。
And they've done so to serve the Lord in a full-time capacity.
那他们是为了要用全时间来服侍神。
That's quite a sacrifice, and I'm very encouraged by your examples.
这真的是一个很大的牺牲和摆上，那么我也非常受到你们的鼓励。
So one that we're, toward the end of the service, I am going to ask that you guys donate toward their seminary funds.
所以呢，现在我也要来跟大家说一说，就是大家可以想考虑用金钱来支持他们读神学院的过程。
But more importantly, they're here to serve as examples of people who follow the call of God.
但是他们也是我们的榜样，就是他们是回应了神的呼召。
Sometimes people hear this loud, distinct voice, "Come follow."
有时候一些人他听到神的呼召是很清楚听到一个声音说来跟从我。
Sometimes people don't hear it that loud.
那有的时候有人是没有听到这样子很清楚的声音。
God speaks in a number of ways.
神说话是很多不同方式的。
He speaks through His Word.
他用他的话语来说话。
He speaks through people such as Pastor Frank.
他可能透过人说话，像比如说尼牧师。
God speaks through circumstances.
他也透过环境来说话。
And He also speaks through that still small voice.
也透过微小的声音来说话。
I pray that you listen.
那么我希望大家都会去听神的声音。
Listen very carefully to what God is calling you.
非常的仔细去听神怎么样呼召我们。
And today particularly, what is He calling you to?
尤其是今天神呼召你去做什么呢？
I would say that there are two kinds of people in church.
我说教会里面应该有两种人。
There are those who are called to set aside all the riches of this world and to serve God at a full-time capacity.
神呼召有些人放下这个世界上的金钱，然后全时间用他们的人生来服侍神。
The second kind of people at church are those that support those in full-time ministry.
那么另外一种人呢，就是神要用他们来支持这些全时间的传道人。
Both are valuable.
那么两个都是很重要的。
Jesus in Luke 10 encourages us that the harvest is plentiful.But the workers are few.
耶稣在路加福音里面也是提醒我们说，庄稼熟了，但是工人很少。
We need more people in campuses encouraging people with the truth.
我们真的需要更多人去传福音。
We need more godly biblical counselors who are encouraging our children and our families to live like Jesus.
我们需要有的人去跟学生传福音，也需要有的人去跟孩子还有家庭传福音。
So I ask you again to listen carefully.
所以我再一次的请求大家仔细的来听神的声音。
What is God calling you to do?
神呼召你做什么？
Is He calling you to support these two?
他是不是在呼召你来支持这两位呢？
Fantastic.
如果是这样的话，那非常好。
Please do so.
这样的话非常好，请你们就这样做。
If He's calling you to full-time ministry,
或者神可能是呼召你来做全时间的服事。
Answer that call.
那么你也要回应这样子的呼召。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father God, I am so grateful for the people that listen to your still small voice and follow you.
主，我们感谢你，有些人他们听见你微小的声音就回应了你的呼召。
I thank you for the people who follow your call to full-time ministry.
感谢你，因为有人愿意回应的呼召出来做全时间的服事。
And I thank you for those who support us.
我们也感谢你，有的人愿意在背后支持着他们。
Ultimately, Lord, we are all dependent on your grace and your provision.
但是到最后，我们都是靠着主的恩典。
So we look to you this day.
所以今天我们来仰望你。
In the name of Jesus, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Let us have a response song.
我们谢谢金英姐妹跟李晨弟兄美好的分享见证。我们不管我们是以后真的。